Today, listeners, we're going to take you on a ride-along. No, not that type of ride-along. Today, we're going on a ride with one of Hunt County's newest and youngest entrepreneurs, Andrew Davis. Andrew is one of Hunt County's youngest and newest entrepreneurs, and you may have seen his ads in the newspapers recently. He started his own business this past August. The business is called Grocery Butler, and not the typical type of business you'd expect to think of.
It's a professional grocery delivery service. I deliver groceries for people.
That's right. For a small fee, he can do all your grocery shopping so you no longer have to deal with any other complaining customers or those dreaded long lines. And he's even willing to deliver anywhere in Hunt County. Andrew has had several different jobs since he graduated college, but nothing seemed to satisfy him. He just knew he wanted to make a decent living and try to help people. So he asked himself one simple question.
I said, what kind of services are not being offered? And I thought of this, you know, grocery delivery.
And when it added to the fact that he was already an adequate shopper, Grocery Butler only made sense.
I cook, and I'm used to grocery shopping for my family, so this is not something that I haven't ever done before. I do know how to shop efficiently. I just translated that into working.
The service is great for anyone who, for whatever reason, is unable to go grocery shopping on their own. The Grocery Butler offers friendly, speedy service at your convenience and even comparison shopping. So whether you want the cheapest thing or a specific brand, your needs will be met. And this wasn't something that could be put together so quickly for a young entrepreneur. Much thought and preparation was put into starting this service.
I saved up, and a lot of research, door polling, and went around asking people, figuring out what people actually needed, if people were willing to pay for this, how much they'd be willing to pay for it.
So after saving up for the last 6 months and doing research on the area and potential customers, Andrew was ready to get things underway.
Hello.
Good morning, Mrs. Crowley.
Andrew, nice to see you.
I have your grocery order for you.
Thank you. Bring it in, please.
Even though he just started, his customers are already extremely grateful and think this service is long overdue in the area.
Absolutely. I've told everybody I talk to how terrific it is.
That's good.
Has been needed for years, even working mothers, you know, people that have no time. Mm-hmm.
This is clearly a service that does have a positive impact on the community and will benefit many people. Though he wouldn't oppose expansion in the future, his real focus has been on making a living and lending a helping hand.
I don't have huge goals of nationwide expansion or anything for that. I just want to make a living. I'd like to make an honest job out of this. And hopefully I can make a living while helping people. And helping elderly people is one of the best things you can do.
So keep your eye out in the future, and you just might see our county's newest delivery service, always keeping it classy in slacks and a bow tie, at a store near you. For more information on pricing or how to set up service, simply visit his website at www.groceributler.biz. I'm Ben Kelso, 88.9 KETR.